You're listening to the audio production of As Long As You Need, Permission to Grieve by J.S. Park, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. For my family, for my patients, for my colleagues, I am, for you are, and I will, for we are. Introduction. Bravo, memory, honor. A man is wheeled into the trauma bay of the emergency department, and he has no memory, no identity, no history. He is charted as a series of wild happenings, a stab wound and sepsis and intractable pain, but no name. Every patient who enters the trauma bay is given a Doe name. He is Bravo Doe. When I visit Bravo, he asks me, "Chap, if I don't know anybody, who will grieve for me?" I blink at him. He blinks at me and sort of laughs. He knows I don't know how to answer. "Can you find somebody?" he asks, laughing between blinking. Hospital chaplains are tasked with next of kin searches. Start with a patient's chart filled with notes by paramedics and nurses and physicians and social workers. Each document a piece of narrative, and look for fragments of names, possibly family or caretaker or surrogate. Then a public database, social media, arrest records. Call local law enforcement, other hospitals, homeless shelters. Follow a string of leads, call dozens of numbers, get a lot of wrong ones. I get lucky once in a while. An old roommate or coworker knows a guy who knows a guy. I get the story. Estranged 12 years from family, where the patient lost his house and his kids and his mind. Or she fell into a gutter and nobody caught her. Sometimes family takes the next flight over. Sometimes they tell me, "Never call here again." But for Bravo Doe, we can't find anyone. "What will happen to my body?" he asks. "Who takes it?" "The county," I tell him. I hardly get the words out. "Cremation. Cremated by the county without a trace." "Did anything happen?" Bravo asks me. "How do you mean?" I ask. "If I forgot everything, did I really live?" "Yes," I tell him. "I would like to think so." "I'll forget you," Bravo says. "Will you remember me?" "Yes," I say. "I will."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?